This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, November 29th. The weather the rest of the week will be a bit of a mixed bag, with the temperatures trending colder as the week goes on. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be cloudy with a high near 50 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area on Tuesday. There will be a 30% chance of rain, mainly between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. It will also be breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday night, it'll be cloudy and blustery, with a low of around 21 degrees. 7 people died in 6 crashes on Iowa roads over the Thanksgiving holiday period, according to an update from the Iowa Department of Public Safety. As of Monday, 315 people have died this year in traffic wrecks on the state's roads, surpassing the 5-year average of 300 traffic deaths by this date each year, despite efforts to crack down on distracted driving and excessive speeding. Iowa saw 356 traffic deaths in all of 2021, state figures show. The state hasn't had more than 37 traffic fatalities in a December in the last 5 years, a trend that suggests Iowa will not exceed last year's grim total with another month left to go this year. The Kirkwood Regional Center in Coralville went into lockdown for about 10 minutes Monday morning after reports of an armed robbery in the area, according to an alert sent to Kirkwood students on Monday. The Coralville Police Department contacted the Regional Center at 11:25 a.m. and requested that the campus lock exterior doors due to an armed robbery nearby. Staff immediately locked the doors and contacted Kirkwood Public Safety. At about 11:35 a.m., the police department contacted the school again to report that the suspect in the robbery, 21-year-old Javon Ellis, had been caught and the lockout could end. The robbery took place south of campus at the Knoll Ridge Garden Apartments at 2551 Holiday Road in Coralville, according to a news release from the Coralville Police Department. Ellis reportedly confronted 2 people who were leaving their apartment and ordered them back inside at gunpoint, where he stole their cell phones. Owners of a mobile home park near Iowa City have agreed to pay an $8,000 fine after multiple violations since 2020 for discharging wastewater into a tributary of Snyder Creek, which feeds into the Iowa River. Haven Park Management also agreed to build a new wastewater treatment facility for Sunrise Village, which is located at 2100 South Scott Boulevard. They are supposed to build this new treatment facility by August 31st of 2025, according to a November 17th consent order. Haven Park, based in Utah, was criticized in 2019 for buying mobile home parks, including some in Iowa, and increasing the rent anywhere from 24% to 69%. The penalty amount was based on whether Sunrise Village owners received economic benefit by the discharge, the severity of the situation, and the culpability of the owners for the discharge. The maximum administrative penalty is $10,000. Earlier this year, Haven Park bought 2 other Iowa City mobile home parks, Lake Ridge and Modern Manor, for a combined $33.5 million.